The UN Climate Summit begins today in New York. For the past 2 days, hundreds of thousands of protesters have been demanding action on climate change. In Canada, smaller protests focused on cutting our carbon footprint, particularly from the oil sands. Now, the oil patch is not usually on the receiving end of warm and fuzzy commentary, but my next guest is on a mission to change that with a simple message. I love oil sands. Cody Battershill created the campaign, and he joins me now from Calgary. Cody, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day.
All right. What inspired you to start this campaign?
In 2010, I noticed a campaign by a cosmetics company to stop the tar sands. And I've always been very proud of Canada and felt very blessed to be a Canadian and live here. And I don't know. It just kind of bugged me that a company was actually campaigning against a huge employer and a huge resource industry in our country that's providing a lot of economic benefits. When I scratched beneath the surface, I found the campaign was supported by a lot of fear and not a lot of facts. And I just wanted to speak up. And so I started a Twitter account. Here I am today.
And you said the campaign that first motivated you was found on fear rather than facts. What kind of fear?
We sometimes forget to talk about the global context and to talk about our own energy consumption. So, if you look around, everything that we do is influenced and has energy in it. It took energy to create, and a lot of things that we use every day, our phones and our cars and airplanes and, you know, everything comes from somewhere. We got to think about where it's coming from.
Now, clearly, as you mentioned, consumers love their oil-based products. We drive cars, we heat our homes, we use plastic products. So why is this campaign necessary?
You know, I don't think that the industry has done a great job at always responding to a lot of criticism. And there's been a real concerted effort against our oil sands and against our natural resources. You know, when celebrities fly in on private jets and call a Canadian city Hiroshima or an open sewer, call it ground zero for climate change, you know, these statements are outlandish, they're ridiculous, they're distasteful in my opinion, and they're not supported by the facts.
Doesn't it detract, though, from the important concerns of oil extraction, this campaign?
I don't think so. I think it provides some balance. There's 478,000 Canadian jobs today supported by the oil sands investment, and we have the opportunity to grow that by another 250,000 jobs in the next 12 to 15 years. We haven't been having a balanced and informed discussion. We've been having a lot of fear and a lot of fiction, and we need to get back to a place of balance and inclusion. Let's have conversations with each other instead of yelling at each other.
Cody, do you receive any funding from the oil industry itself?
No, I don't.
Oil companies, as we know, they already invest millions into public relations. Why do they need your campaign?
I was concerned that if I didn't start to speak up and if other Canadians don't start to speak up, that we might make decisions about our economic future that weren't based from a position of having an informed discussion. Again, I think that the industry hasn't done a great job. I think that if you compared some of the marketing PR budgets, you'd find they have spent a lot of money, but for whatever reason, they haven't connected and they haven't really resonated all the time. And Canadians need to be concerned. Canadians need to get involved. And we got to understand that, you know, province to province, our country's prosperity, a large part of that is built on natural resources, a variety of natural resources. And we can produce those to the Canadian, high Canadian standards. And, you know, have jobs at home and have the prosperity at home.
Obviously, in Canada, there is a divide between people like yourself who believe in resource extraction and the environmentalists who are concerned about its effects. How is this campaign working towards bridging those two sides?
I think we need to have a conversation about how we're going to get things done and how we're going to get those projects and those things done to the best possible standard, to Canadian standards. If we just say no to everything, we're never going to move forward. If I said no to every problem or every thing that happened to me today, I wouldn't go anywhere. And in life, we can't say no to everything. We have to talk about how we can work together and how we can accomplish our goals in an inclusive fashion that takes everyone's considerations into account.
And why do you think that isn't happening now?
You know, there's 13 countries in the world that have 93% of the world's oil, and Canada's one of them, and we're the only country that's been subject to this campaign against the oil sands and against pipelines and against, gaining access to global markets. And I think that there's been a lot of attention. on this issue, but I don't think that the attention has matched the impact.
Today, there are protests ahead of the climate summit, the UN climate summit. What do you make of that?
Well, there's a lot of passionate people, and it's great to see. You know, climate change is real. Climate change is happening. And it's Canadians and humans. You know, humans are causing it. So we need to figure out a balance of economic prosperity and opportunity, as well as we need to support every energy system. Canada is already a world leader in renewable energy production. We have extremely high levels of regulation and transparency and monitoring in our resource extraction industries. And you know what? When we screw up, we need to fix it. We need to make it better, and we need to hold people accountable. But we can't just say no to everything.
What's next for your campaign, Cody?
You know, we're growing. We've got volunteers in Vancouver, in Calgary, Fort McMurray, Ottawa, and we're growing. So if any of your listeners are listening right now and they want to get involved, they can check us out on the web, CanadaAction.ca, as well as Facebook and Twitter. And we're just growing our network of people that are interested in having this informed discussion.
Cody Battershill is the founder and creator of the I Love Oil Sands campaign. And as he mentioned, you can find more information at CanadaAction.ca. Cody, thanks so much for this.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.